is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
That is.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
All right, here we go. This is...
All right.
Australia. If you want to see what's going to happen here next, go look at Australia. Officials in New South Wales have decided to offer exemptions for teens found to be sexting and sending nude photos to each other between the ages of 14 and 18.
Whoa.
Somehow these geniuses there decided that this should be consensual because that's when normal sexual development occurs. Great. See, that isn't the point. Can they hear me from here?
No problem.
Hello, Australia! You morons! The point is not that they're sexting. They're going to do that anyway.
Right.
And I get it about decriminalizing it so you don't end up being
a predator.
But I don't think you can be if you're a teenager. The point is that when you turn 25 or maybe you're 30 and you start having kids and all of a sudden your naked pictures show up,
mm-hmm.
Oh, pick a social media site.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. You're going to run for student government.
But they didn't bring that up once. It's all about people are crazy. Okay, you want to talk? I got proof people are crazy. So there's a store in Santa Monica, Payless Shoes. You've heard of them before, right?
I used to shop at Payless.
$20, get a nice pair of shoes, last forever. You go to, Nordstrom's, you get a pair of Pradas, pay $800 cheap shoes from Nordstrom's, and they last you, maybe a year if you don't go anywhere. Payless Shoes closed down. Actually, they closed down on purpose. They did it for a little while, and they changed the name of the store to Paylisi.
Yeah. Why?
Because they wanted to sell the same shoes at huge inflated prices. For example, a pair of $20 shoes would sell for almost $600.
Wow. I would pay $400, $500. Yeah. People are going to be like, oh, where'd you get those? Those are amazing.
These are actually from Payless.
Shut up. Are you serious? Wait, did I just pay too much?
Yeah, you better laugh, stupid.
I used to shop at Payless like in high school and college if I had to find shoes that matched a dress because I knew I was never going to wear them again.
So they dolled up the store to look upscale. They changed the name from Payless to Paylisi.
What country is this in?
This is here, Santa Monica. Well, you're right. It's another country. And these snotty patooties went into the store and paid $600 for a pair of $40 shoes and thought they got something amazing and walked out to all their girlfriends.
Oh, yeah. And the snotty patooties are, you can see it written all over them. They're just like, oh, yes. No, this is a fabulous shoe. Oh, this is great. I would easily pay $1,000 for this gorgeous.
Mm-mm.
Wait, it's what?
And they made up names for the styles. All these French names for like stupid Payless shoes. And the store gave them back their money, though. They contacted everybody and told them, bring your receipt. We were just kidding.
It was just like an experiment.
I'm proud of Payless. I'm now going to shop there because.
Right.
I'm proud of the snooty patooties.
I want to brag when I find a deal. Like if someone's like, do you like my Louboutins? They were $700. I'm like, you're stupid. My heels look exactly the same and they were $30.
Well, to know the truth, my father-in-law was in the garment industry forever.
Right.
He was a big shot in the garment industry. Limo driver, drove him around everywhere, that kind of big. And he says the suits, he showed me, he says, all the suits come from the same manufacturer. We just put a different name on them. We get an order for $100. Name one, and we put the tag on the same suit that's $50 or $100.
Oh,
it's $500 or $600.
Yeah, my buddy, he goes to China a lot for work, and he says over there, you can get a whole full suit tailored because that's where they have all the raw material that they'd put into any other fancy suit you get, but you can get it so much cheaper there because he's got it in bulk.
That's what a friend of mine went to Thailand, came back with 3 tuxedos and 3 suits made, handmade, in Thailand, because they have so much of the fabric there, and he said it was super inexpensive. Now he's all these custom-made suits.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Those are the best, too,
they're
right?
Probably made by 6-year-olds, but whatever.
I just have to get a job where the suits are called for. It ain't this one. Right now, I got a flannel shirt and pretty much pajama bottoms.
I was going to say, you're wearing those Brazil pants?
Yeah. And finally, passengers on Southwest Airlines fly from Chicago to Omaha were treated to a special presentation during their pre-flight safety demo.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the valuable, boring presentation, I still can't believe to this day they do the seatbelt thing. Like, you take this part and you stick it in there.
Take the little end and stick it in the big end.
Stupid. Anyway, this was exciting. Everybody loved it. The flight attendant, a 230-pound hairy bald guy, did a sexy pole dance version of the safety instructions, and everybody went crazy. Do you have that audio?
I would love that.
Huh? I didn't. Huh? Is there a thing for it?
What?
Nothing.
Which one? Is it the Wow or the Yuck?
It's. I think it's the Yuck. Okay. Oh, no, no. Wow and the Yuck. No, no, I'm sorry. Those are the Wow I got here. Hold on. This is it. There it is. Now he's sliding up and down the wall.
Yeah.
Sexy dance. He takes the tube out of the vest and does, like, you know,
ooh,
a little sexy thing with his mouth.
Uh-oh.
And the passengers are digging it. Rave reviews.
I'm sure somebody's offended.
That guy's my wife must be mortified.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. If you look to your right, you'll see some mountains. And if you look straight ahead, you'll see Gary doing a sexy pole dance. That's right, Gary is grinding and twerking and here to get your seat backs in an upright position. The other flight attendants will be coming around to pass out crisp dollar bills, so go ahead and get them high, get them high, get them high, and make sure you tip Gary. Be sure you put your own dollar bill in the air before you help the person in the seat next to you put their dollar bill in the air. We know you have a choice which tasty piece of man candy you feast your eyes on, and we're glad you chose Gary!
Rick Stacy.